deeper into self-discovery and then wants to raise us to a higher level of living. He didn't create us to be average. He doesn't want us to settle for good enough. He wants us to keep stretching, to keep pressing forward into the next level. Now, in Become a Better You, I want to help you do just that. I want to take you deeper. I'm hoping to help you look inside yourself and discover the priceless seeds of greatness that God has placed within you. In this book, I will reveal to you 7 keys that you can use to unlock those seeds of greatness, allowing them to burst forth in an abundantly blessed life. These keys are not complicated or difficult. In fact, their sheer simplicity often causes them to elude many people's notice. Nevertheless, they are 7 key principles that have helped shape me and continue to keep me expecting good things in my personal life, in my relationships, in my family, and in my career. I know these principles work because I've experienced them firsthand in my own life. What does it mean to become a better you? First, you understand that God wants you to become all He created you to be. Second, it's imperative that you realize that God will do His part, but you must do your part as well. To become a better you, you must, 1, keep pressing forward. 2, be positive toward yourself. 3, develop better relationships. 4, form better habits. 5, embrace the place where you are. 6, develop your inner life. 7, stay passionate about life. Most of us make some effort to improve in these areas, but to truly see the kind of marked improvement we want, we must start focusing on them in a more deliberate manner. I'm going to explain each of these principles in depth, how they work, and how you can use them to improve your life and affect generations to come. I'll help you see where you are, where you have been, and where you are going. As we grow together, God will continue to pour good things into our lives, and He will indeed take us places that we never dreamed possible. If you're going through a tough time, take heart. There are better days ahead. God wants to bring you through, to bring you out even better, and to restore everything you've lost, plus give you more. If you are thriving and enjoying life, you can use these principles to help guard your heart and mind, and to maintain an attitude and lifestyle that is pleasing to God. Be quick to acknowledge God's goodness in your life, keeping in mind that it is His blessing that you are enjoying, and that you are blessed to be a blessing to someone else, and He will continue to fill your life with immeasurable joy, love, and peace. I must warn you, practicing these 7 keys within this book could be a potentially life-changing process. And while I can't guarantee you that you will become rich or famous, I can assure you that if you'll follow this plan, you will live a more fulfilled life. Becoming a better you is all about growing, learning, and improving. The more you learn to trust God, the better you will be. He will continually expand your horizons, and you can become a better you.
Part 1. Keep pressing forward. Chapter 1. Stretching to the next level.
The famous architect Frank Lloyd Wright designed many beautiful buildings, homes, and other magnificent structures. Toward the end of his career, a reporter asked him, "Of your many beautiful designs, which one is your favorite?" Without missing a beat, Frank Lloyd Wright answered, "My next one." Frank Lloyd Wright understood the principle of stretching, constantly pressing forward, never being satisfied simply with past successes. The entire world is waiting for your next adventure. Too many people are living far below their potential. They have many gifts and talents and so much more going for them, but they've gotten comfortable, settled where they are, and lately become too easily satisfied. I often hear people making excuses for stagnating in their personal growth. "I've achieved as much as most. Compared to other people, I'm doing pretty well in my career. I've gone as far as my parents did." That's great, but God wants you to go further. He's a progressive God, and He wants every generation to be increasing in happiness, success, and significance. No matter where we are in life, God has more in store. He never wants us to quit growing. We all have areas where we can come